15 minutes past 5 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas. Final hour of the show. We're here with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Later on this evening, we've got Cavaliers basketball for you. Cavs taking on the Charlotte Hornets. Pre-game coverage starts at 7:30. We are at the very beginning of the holiday season, and you know what that means? Non-stop entertainment, especially at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Art Center. And we've got Janet Herman-Barlow in studio with us right now. Janet, how are you? Great to have you in studio.
I'm good, Bull. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in here, and it's nice to have you in before you work a quick vacation this weekend, too. You were just telling us about your trip coming up to L.A., and boy, it seems like this time of the year, you guys are so busy, so many events coming up, and I wasn't quite sure even where to begin looking at all the exciting events you guys have coming up, but you guys have the Russian Grand Ballet.
Right. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They are doing the full-length version of Swan Lake, which is rarely done, and it's an international company. I mean, I know people see Russian Grand Ballet, and they are the producing company, but the dancers are from all over the world, including they let us know there's one Japanese dancer, so it'll be a really interesting, eclectic look. But they are doing all four acts of Swan Lake, including the Waltz of the Black Swans, so which is rarely, if ever, done. So it's pretty exciting. That is a rental for Stocker Art Center, so a lot of people don't know that we rent the facility as well as produce and present. So we're really excited. This is our first time with this company, and we hope they'll be back doing other things.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. We mentioned, you know, holiday season. You guys have a lot of interesting acts coming in. The Cleveland Orchestra's Youth Orchestra. Going to be here Tuesday, November 28th. That's very exciting stuff.
It is. These kids are amazing. They range in age from 7th grade, from middle school all the way through high school. There are 5 students from Lorain County that are participating in the youth orchestra this year, so that's kind of exciting as well. And it's their pre-Severance Hall concert, which is great. And it's their first concert with their new music director.
Very cool.
It's a free event. No tickets are needed. It starts at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 28th of November. The doors will open to the theater at 6:30, and you just go in and find a seat and enjoy great music.
Are they playing Christmas songs in particular, or are they going to mix it up a little bit?
No, they're actually doing Beethoven, Barber, and Prokofiev, I believe. So they're staying away from the Christmas music because the Cleveland Orchestra, of course, is starting their holiday concerts.
Gotcha.
So the youth orchestra is not doing that segment.
Okay, fair enough. Well, because we are in the midst of the holiday season, or I guess at the very beginning of the holiday season, well, I know you guys have some really cool holiday events coming up, and we've got to talk about the Christmas Cabaret, Friday, December 15th at 8, Saturday, December 16th at 2 o'clock. What's going on at the Christmas Cabaret?
Well, the Christmas Cabaret is actually, this is the 11th year. We will be hosting the musical theater project, doing a Christmas Cabaret. It's a great way to learn about your favorite holiday music. They tell you all about how it came to be, what the composer was working on when they actually wrote the music. You'll be surprised to learn how many songs that we consider Christmas songs were written by Jewish composers. Huh. You learn all about what the original medium is that it was written for. Some were written for TV specials. Some were written for cartoons. Some were written for actual holiday shows. And it goes all the way from 100-year-old, well, now it's even longer than 100-year-old song, all the way up to current music. So there's some song that will be a favorite of everybody's, and everybody gets to sing White Christmas, so what more could you want?
Yeah, it's a classic.
But it is just a great way to learn about the songs you've been hearing all your life but never knew where they came from.
Yeah, so a bit of a history lesson to go along with the music there. Were there any of the stories that you know of, Janet, that you'd like to share? I don't want to give away the whole thing, but I'm just curious of any of those out there.
Well, really, Bill Redman from the Musical Theater Project, who wrote the script for it, is the best person to talk about
sure.
it. He has done all of the research to put together the show, and they've been doing it. Like I said, this is their 11th year at Stocker Arts Center. They've also been doing it on the east side at Nighttown. I think it's the 12th year at Nighttown. So it has ongoing legs. People come back and see it year after year. And every year, I watch it at least once every year. Uh-huh. They're doing two performances, and every year I learn something new.
So how does this work? They give you the history of the song, and then they perform the song? Is that how this works?
Or sometimes they perform the song, and then they tell you a little bit about it after they've performed it. You know, so it varies, and there's four people in the show. It's Bill Rudman, as I mentioned, Nancy Myers, the music director, and one of the performers, and then Sandra Simon and Joe Monahan are the other two singers. And so it's just a really entertaining show with wonderful voices singing songs that we all love. So that's December 15th at 8 o'clock on a Friday night and December 16th at 2 p.m. And before we go completely into holiday mm-hmm. mode, although that is definitely completely into holiday mode, this weekend we also, besides having Russian Grand Ballet tomorrow, we also have our own theater program at Lorain County Community College doing Sam Shepard's Buried Child. And that is one of his greatest plays. It won the 1979 Pulitzer Prize. They're doing a great job of it. It is an incredibly emotional but funny show. And so it plays for three performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday tomorrow. Yes, we have two theater spaces because Matt's looking at me funny. Yes.
No, I was trying to figure out what day we're on. I'm sorry, Jen.
Yes, it's Wednesday today. Yes, right. Obviously I had trouble with that too. But Thursday night in the Hoke Theater, we have the Russian Grand Ballet, Swan Lake. And in the Srigliano Studio Theater, we have Buried Child. And then Friday night, we have a film in the Hoke Theater called Maudie. And we have Buried Child in the Srigliano Studio Theater. And then Saturday night, we have the Arts and Humanities Jazz Band, Civic Jazz Band, performing in the Hoke and Buried Child in the Srigliano Studio Theater.
So and what's then, the story behind Buried Child? I mean, you mentioned that it's a pretty emotional story and one that was nominated or it won a Pulitzer Prize?
It won the Pulitzer Prize.
Wow.
So it's about a family. Sam Shepard loved dysfunctional families. Apparently his own father was an alcoholic. And in this play, the grandfather, it's a dysfunctional family, two grown men living at home with their parents. Their grandfather, lots of years ago, had buried an unwanted child in the yard.
Wow.
Kind of gruesome, yes, I know. And then another grandson comes home and tries to heal the family and part of that is digging up that body and moving on from that ugly past. The director, who's Terry Cranendunk, says that there's lots of humor, lots of funny lines in it, but it is also very serious. And so it's a great way, if you've ever seen a Sam Shepard play, most of them are filled with both humor and pathos. And this one is another one of those that follows that formula.
Very cool.
It's amazing. You guys have so much going on there all at the same time. I don't know how you guys keep it all together.
Well, and how
a
do
lot
you
of memorization.
I was just going to say, that's a ton of memorization. Well, I want to get back to the Christmas Cabaret here, too, because I think that's just such a fascinating idea, because you mentioned this has been going on, you know, for 11 years, and you've been a part of this, you know, 11 years. How has this changed over the course of 11 years? Do you hear some of these stories behind some of these songs that even to this day still kind of stand out to you, like, wow, I had no idea that there was that kind of a history tied to this?
I think I was, because I was raised in a Jewish family, the thing that stood out to me was how many mm-hmm. holiday songs Irving Berlin wrote. Irving Berlin was Jewish, and you associate him with some of the biggest of the holiday songs. I mean, White Christmas is his, and I was just fascinated that that was an avenue that he traveled down. I don't think any of us will ever really know how that path started for him, but it was probably the way he made his living, actually, the songs that made him the most money.
Well, sure, and it's something that's just not widely known either, because until you actually dig in to find out who put the song together, who wrote it, you always remember who performed it. You always know who performed it. But you never really stop to think about who wrote it, though. That's why these stories are just so fascinating, to find out what went behind this song. Not just the performance, because anybody can see or listen to the performance, but to find out what went into the writing of it. Very, very fascinating stuff. Well, the Christmas Cabaret is not the only Christmas performance you will have going on that weekend. You also have the Nutcracker going on that weekend as well.
A very non-traditional Nutcracker. Again, it's another rental company. It's Neos Dance Theater. They're based out of Mansfield, but they also just opened a secondary home in Oberlin. And they do what they're calling a 1940s Nutcracker. So it is to the Tchaikovsky music. Both Swan Lake and Nutcracker, ironically, are music by Tchaikovsky. And they integrate video into their performance of the 1940s Nutcracker, and they also integrate some local images. So they've been working with the Lorain County Historical Society, and so they're going to make it more something that has some meaning for our local audience. And they're doing three public performances of that on Friday, December 15th, Saturday, December 16th. Both of those are at 7:30 at night, and then on Sunday, December 17th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're also doing two abridged versions of it as student matinees on Friday, December the 15th at 9:45 in the morning and 11:45 in the morning.
Well, that's unique. I never thought of that, to bring it kind of local with things like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, the local flavor, I think, makes that awesome, because it makes those shows so unique. I think that's really interesting. They could inject some local flavor into these shows. Now, you mentioned video is going to be an aspect of these shows as well.
The 1940s Nutcracker. I don't want people to think they're coming to see video for all of these.
No. Yeah, but for the Nutcracker production, video is going to be a part of that.
Right.
How do they institute that? I mean, do they put projectors up on screen? How do they put all that together? How do they make video a part of that production?
Ooh, let's talk to me after December 13th when they load in.
Okay. Yeah.
But basically, it will be done with a screen and a data, likely a data projector.
Wow.
You know, with that far a throw from the back of the theater.
So you mentioned they're working with the Lorain Historical Society as well in order to get different pieces and parts to put into the show. Any idea, you know, without giving anything away, what kinds of things they're looking for from the Lorain Historical Society? Are they looking for some videos? Are they looking for artifacts to use and put up on stage? Are they looking for old photos to use, or all of the above?
I think you'd have to talk to Bobby Wesner, the artistic director of Neos Dance Theater, to find that out, because I haven't seen the local version yet either. I've seen snippets of the video from when they've done the show in the past in Mansfield, but I haven't seen any of the things that are going to be here in the local show yet. So he could better answer that question for you, and I'd certainly be happy to connect you to him. He has a very interesting vision, and he's been running a dance company for a long time, and he's been very successful at it. So he would better be able to tell you what in Lorain County he's integrated into the show.
Okay. Well, yeah, very cool stuff. We will definitely look into that in the coming weeks here. Well, lots of exciting shows coming up here during the holiday season in the coming weeks here. Lots of reasons for you to head to the Stocker Arts Center at Lorain County Community College. Janet, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in studio. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and safe travels on your mini vacation this weekend.
Well, thank you so much. It's always great to be here. Thanks.
Absolutely. Janet Herman Barlow with Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. Boy, lots of great shows for you to check out.